The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Right here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're talking about Jayden Daniels, and I do think it was an off day for him. Missed on a couple of passes. Also didn't get help from the receivers. Had some drops, so you might have a different stat line if you get two or three of those catches.
By the way, going back to why I was comping him to Mahomes and not to Lamar, it served my argument better to comp into a guy who had been playing worse for the 9-game stretch than better than him in the 9-game stretch. That's the reason why it works for me to comp him to Mahomes and not Lamar. There's your answer.
I think Trav was picking on you because you were changing the standard, saying you don't compare him to. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
When last week
I'm going to compare him to. When it works for my argument that he's superior to that player.
He just wants you to have a consistent standard.
Yeah, that's
you're
all.
Saying that you're
nobody
not going to have one.
Everybody's inconsistent. You're fine, Case. Yeah. You're fine. Don't worry. Yeah.
What I wanted to say is, even in what I think is a subpar game for Jayden Daniels, he didn't commit a turnover. Like, that guy takes care of the football.
You guys see it.
Nobody would have predicted. All right. Who knows what you would have predicted in terms of stat lines for 10 games in. But 10 games in, rookie quarterback, nobody would have had him at two interceptions or less.
No chance. No.
You know what's a bad game?
That is true.
Is what Jared Goff did last night.
Yeah.
Like two touchdowns and five picks. That's a bad game. And they still won.
Got a W.
They still won.
Cooper Rush did. Didn't the Cowboys pass for a total of 49 yards in the game?
They had
49 yards.
I didn't even look at it. Did they have six turnovers?
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, if you want to call that a bad game.
Sam Darnold threw three picks.
I guess I just have a different definition of bad. I mean, it wasn't his best. It wasn't up to the standard that he set. But bad game, that's like relative. It's a relative term. Let me just say
it
that
way. It was a meh game.
It was an eh game.
It wasn't terrible. He didn't have a bunch of turnovers.
Right.
But
it was fine.
For
if
Jayden
that's
Daniels,
his bad game, I'll take it every time.
To only have 207 total yards, if you put the passing and the rushing together, that's far less than you expect.
I wouldn't call it a bad game. I'd say it was an average game.
Thank you.
It wasn't a bad game from his standpoint. I never said it was a bad game.
No. I just
said that he didn't play as well as he had been playing the last few weeks. And that was obvious.
But I think a lot of that was just due to the pressure he was under.
The Steelers were a part of that.
Yeah, they were a huge part of it. He was getting rid of the ball just a tick, probably quicker than he wanted to. Tip your cap. You know, they got the dub. I did think it was interesting that Keim said, you know, we were up a lot of, I mean, we probably should have won it, but whatever. They got it. They deserve it. Tip your cap. But I'm not
the defense in the end, though. The defense in the end had two drives. Now, they stopped the Steelers on that drive because of a fumble on the 1-yard line. But they had two drives where the Steelers kind of showed what they looked. They ran the football. They imposed their will. I think in the last two drives where the defense just came up short.
They did, but it's not that good of a defense. But their improvement has been remarkable to me. I'm going to stand up for the defense, actually. They had the chin interception, the incredible forced fumble there, which, you know, there's some good fortune there. They were able to pull that off. But there's also, like, a will, a determination, a relentlessness. And there's some guy, like, Sheldon Day, that guy was a revelation to me. I'm like, who's this giant guy? And I thought he had a great game.
All I'm saying is in the fourth quarter, the two drives that the Steelers had before the last, you know, when they ran out the clock, was a 14-play drive for 86 yards. They had the ball for 7 minutes. Now they fumbled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a stop. But the Steelers, who I actually think Washington did a pretty good job stopping the run in terms of average, but the Steelers were committed to it, right? So 14 plays, 86 yards, 701. Then the game-winning drive was shorter field, 6 plays, 46 yards. Obviously, the touchdown pass to Mike Williams.
I couldn't believe how big Cordarrelle Patterson looked.
He's slow. Yeah, he looked so slow.
He looked like a tank when they were giving him the ball.
Is that 80? Who was number 80?
I can't remember his number.
83 or 84.
Wow. There was another guy that was huge.
Oh, that's Darnell Washington.
About the tight end. Tight end is massive.
Huge.
Yeah.
Also slow.
He's gigantic.
Yeah, but trying to tackle that dude.
Russell Wilson threw him the ball one time, and I was like, why isn't
he on the fireman? He's 6'7", 264.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a big dude.
What a monster.
I just think that the, maybe they just got worn down a little bit in those last two drives. And obviously the Wilson to Williams.
They're not that good of a defense. Any effort I get from the
better
defense.
Better than last year, but yeah. Right.
I'm like blown away. They've improved a lot. They're not very good. Offensively, man, you can't forget. I would like to see that game played all over again without Trent Scott in there trying to hold off T.J. Watt, slowing him down.
But and T.J. didn't really do anything.
It's not like he had statistical things, but he was just pressure. He's someone you had to account for.
Not that often. He wasn't that close to the quarterback very often.
I thought
he got there those last two drives.
The last drive for sure. But Hayward was, to me, the bigger problem for them.
To me,
I'll give props to the run defense because before this game, Najee Harris in his last three games.
He'd been crushing.
Ran for 114, 102, 106. Mm-hmm. So he was averaging ballpark about 6.5 yards per carry.
Yep.
In the last three games, they held him to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a good job on Najee. Jalen Warren came in and kind of burnt them.
Scares me is I don't think they're going to be able to do that against Saquon.
No, Saquon's going to get his.
And Jalen Hurts, look at his rushing totals over the last like three or four games.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't look like the Jalen Hurts from last year who was nursing some sort of injury, probably a knee injury
He looks a lot
better. He looks fresh and healthy. That scares me. And the fact that Lattimore might not go. Like, I thought the whole reason him not playing against the Steelers was, well, we're going to save him for the Thursday night game, division game. If he can't go, then I just feel like A.J. Brown is going
to have
his way.
Outscore him.
Then you're going to have to get in a full blown shootout.
Yeah.
I like
Philly's weapons much better.
All right, let's go to Dennis. Interested. Dennis, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, not much. I'll tell you, that game yesterday would have been, I think we're fine, okay? As far as how I feel about the team and Jaden Daniels, I think we're fine. We just had never faced a defensive line quite that good. And for whatever reason, our offensive line, whether it's because of injuries or whatever, and so we could not, the whole game, from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, Jaden was flustered, okay? He made some good throws. And then, at the end of the game, we all saw the one to McCaffrey. But the thing that trumps everything, in my opinion, is the two bobbles that Zacchaeus made. Mm-hmm. Okay, if he would have only made one bobble, we probably wouldn't even be having a lot of this conversation right now. All right, that was completely unexcusable. Just a complete because. You can't blame it on the sun because there's cloud cover in D.C. yesterday, okay? The thing hit him on his Darth Vader mask 2 times in a row.
Yeah, he just
so
botched
no
it.
Excuse,
but
no,
they only lost 14, one of them.
14 points right there, okay? 14 points, guys.
How are you
Juice,
coming up with 14
Saint
points?
Juice needs to do,
yeah, I don't
Saint
know.
Juice
How are you coming up with 14 points? There's only one
He only lost
fumble
the one.
Lost.
He bobbled that ball two times down there, guys.
I understand he bobbled one, but they didn't lose it.
He recovered the one, and then the other one.
Okay, I understand. Okay, 14 points were scored off of his bobbles.
How are you getting the other seven?
What is this logic?
Well, because they scored off of the following drive after that.
One time they did on a short field, but what about the other time where he bobbled it and they recovered?
Okay, then that's my mistake then, okay?
Seven.
that's a pretty big mistake.
It was just, okay, I thought they, okay.
It cost them seven. That. Yes, it cost them seven.
It cost us 7 points. And then, like, with St. Juice, he needs to do a lot of laps, man, because he needs
laps.
To be.
Sure, these guys are running laps. With that guy, man,
because we can't get rid of him. Well, you can't get rid of him because we're under strength back there.
Well, that's why they went out and traded for Lattimore. And
yeah, I understand that. I understand.
Hopefully
that.
He plays Thursday, but if he doesn't, you're going to have to deal with it again for another week.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Jason. And Newton, you know, he's an aggressive young man. He just out of college. I'm not going to hold that against him. You know, I really am not. You know, he's going to do a lot for us in the future. So I'm not worried about our team. I think we'll be just fine. And thank you for taking my phone call.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
Thanks for taking my flawed phone call.
They scored 14 points off the bobbles, Case.
Look,
I'm not going to sit here and tell you Oz is great at returning punts, because yesterday it was pretty damning. Mm. But only one of them led to points. He was lucky he fell on top of the other.
I mean, but correct me if I'm wrong, DQ kept putting him back out there.
Yeah, because like mid-game, midstream, what are you going to do?
They have a couple other guys.
I might trot another guy out on Thursday night. Yeah. Yeah, if I were DQ and company.
Let's go to Brian in Richmond. Brian, what's up?
EB, everybody else, how y'all doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Y'all have to forgive me, struggling with a real bad cold. It's all right. Mm-hmm. Called a couple of weeks ago. I'm the tennis teaching pro down here in Richmond.
Oh, right.
So it's always good to hear you guys, but I just wanted to make sure you guys are aware of the playoff pitch. I don't know which one of you said it, but I think one of y'all said about an hour ago, the playoffs, they'll make the playoffs. Yeah. Well, I checked the playoff standings. Guys, if the playoffs were to start today, still have seven games left, only seven go get in, fellas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Washington is way down at six.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you win the division, they're going to have to scrap. So I just wanted to bring that to you guys' attention. Washington right now is sixth. So they're going to have to get back on this win streak. The one thing that's in their favor, I don't see no whole hell of a lot of hurdles on that schedule for them guys the following week. This, I'm going to call it like it is. It's a cupcake schedule. Now, we didn't know that Dallas was going to be putrid the way that they are, but you've got Dallas, you've got New Orleans on there, and y'all can just look at the remaining schedule, but they're going to have to get every one of those wins and then some, because unless they win the division, they're going to have to scrap to get those last three spots. Well, I just want to let you guys know that they're only in the sixth position.
Yeah, but they're in the sixth position because obviously if you win a division, you're mm-hmm. going to be one of the top four seeds. So Atlanta correct. And Arizona at 6-4 are in the top four. But they're 7-3. The team that is on the outside looking in right now is the 49ers, who may completely turn around. They're 500. Like, there's a big gap there. They're 4-4. You're 7-3. There's a significant gap.
But what I look at, and I hear you, but what I look at, guys, now they're 4-4, but everybody hasn't had their buys yet. Okay, I do math different. 4-4, but no.
You got your own calculator?
I like
you
his
got
own math.
You got no, new, this new math? What is this?
No, seriously. Okay, 4-4, what's the difference in the loss column? Only one game.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, but you got to feel good the fact that they do have seven wins and they've got some cupcakes. No.
They've banked some wins that we didn't think they would get.
No question, and they can only play who's in front of them. But I'm going to tell you, I want them to – can you give me one quality win? We still haven't – I don't think we have. Y'all can correct me. Have you been a team with a winning record yet?
No.
No, but I still kind of like the Bengals win. I
can't get one for me. I got to take it in the way I can get, fellas. Guys, I love all of y'all, man. Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
I hope you get over your cold. Take some zinc or something.
Sounded like a borderline cold / on the verge of crying during parts of that call. Was I the only one that felt that?
No.
Well, he's right. They only have a one-game difference in the loss column, but I'd rather be 7-3 than 4-4.
They're like 73% to make the playoffs as we speak.
But
today,
it was kind of an interesting point. You got to give them that.
Well, the Rams have to win. They're playing tonight, right?
Well, that's why. Yes, that's why.
They're going to win tonight to get the 5-4.
That's why Thursday's huge.
I'm kind of writing off between you and me. I'm kind of writing it off. I'm kind of assuming we're going to lose to Philly. It's going to be a tough
one. I think they're going to lose too, but that's why it's so big, because if you do win, then you're right back to where you were before the Steeler game, because you're in the division lead.
Yeah.
And you're putting more pressure on Philly to win as opposed to losing, and then you're two games back.
I guess I just have a lower bar, because at the end of the day, if we get to 10 or 11 wins, that's a remarkable season. Wherever that lands us, in or out of the playoffs, I'll take it.
It's a massive improvement.
If they get to 11 wins, if they get to 11 wins, there's no chance to miss the playoffs.
Okay,
10 wins.
You get to
10,
it might be borderline.
10 wins should get you in. 9 wins, probably.
If they go 10-7 and miss, that'll be disappointing, but it's still a heck of a year and a bright future. You can't dim this bulb right here, Kate.
You would be disappointed.
If we don't get to the playoffs, it would be disappointing, because you've gotten our hopes up a little bit.
Based on being.
I'm very positive and bullish on this organization.
Now look, if they lose to Philly and then they drop the Dallas game or the Tennessee
that'll
game,
that'll be depressing.
That will be bad.
That will be depressing.
Because then I'm going to look at it and go, all right, well.
Then you can't count on anything.
You can't count, yeah.
Then you're sweating the playoffs.
You can't even count the bad games.
Yeah.
Yellow cushion. You're 7-3. 7-4, you're still in a good spot. 7-5, now it's getting a little dicey.
I'm sorry. Jaden Daniels. He physically can't lose to a Cooper Rush-led team. Just put that out there right now.
That sounds like your Tommy DeVito.
I'm not going to do a wacky one-sided bet.
Yeah.
But
why don't you book
mark
it,
this Jason. On the tape, Valdez. It's physically impossible for Jaden Daniels to lose to a team led by either Cooper Rush or my guy. It's my guy, Trey Lance. That will not happen.
See, Bickle,
I would be hypocritical, because I said earlier in the show that I didn't think there was a chance they were going to lose the Cowboys. So I kind of agree with him, but I think he just jinxed us.
Yeah, I like that you're saying us.
Yeah.
By the way, we did beat the Cardinals. They're 6-4.
Oh, there you go.
It's true.
Yeah, forgot about them.
Division leader.
I actually gave them a beat down.
but throttled them.
42-14.
Yeah.
Yeah, forgot about that.
So that does. It looks a little better as we get further away
from it.
Definitely
looks better.
And I still think the Bengals is a quality win. I mean, I don't care what their record is.
Didn't punt in that game.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's some poo-poos on there. There's no doubt.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored not once but twice for the Capitals in an 8-1 win against the Blues in St. Louis on Saturday. With 8 goals in his past 7 games and 10 this season, Ovi now has 863 career goals, leaving him 31 shy of Wayne Gretzky's NHL record. It took Ovechkin 14 games to reach 10 goals this season. Last season, it took him 45 games.
Michael cutting to the front of the net. Here's Ovechkin shooting, and a puck that is saved by Binnington. Rebound back out into play. Ovechkin shoots and scores! He does it again! It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin from the left dot. 17:51 to go. It's 4-1 Washington.
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Little Caps nugget.
Yeah.
So they lose to the Pens 4-2, but then they bounce back with the 8-1 win. Who was in goal for the 8-1 win, Cakes? Logan Thompson. What's his record this year?
I believe it's 7-0 or 8.
Unblemished 7-0-0.
Very good.
He's in the pipes, you probably should bet.
Big Mac, that's a good pickup. Good trade from the Vegas Golden Knights, I believe it was prior to.
They play Toronto Wednesday here, then they go out west.
Yeah, it's a 4 or 5 game West Coast swing.
Yep, yep. But you know what? You'll take 20 points.
I mean, we thought heading into the season, like, it's probably going to take Ovi at least season and a half to get this Wayne Gretzky record. And look, I mean, he could hit a dry spell at any point, but I think his pace right now is like for 55 to 56 goals. Mm. So
31 away.
That would get it done.
Drabby brought this up. We might want to start looking at some dates in the March calendar for the the Caps home games and just throw a dart and
just grasp that you're there.
Hope we hit it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give your boy Bilal Coulibaly a little props.
Give him some shine.
He had a 20-point game against the Orlando Magic.
Very now, good.
They lost by a lot.
Right. Yeah.
They're 2-6. EB brought this up when
that's
they were 2-2.
Jimmy, that's my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Bilal improves, as does Alex Saar and the other young pieces on the roster, and the Wizards lose a bunch of games. Yeah.
They were above 500.
It's called threading the needle.
Were they above 500, and then they were 500? And I remember EB going, is this the last time they're going to be 500? Yes, 2-2. So the last time, barring some sort of miracle, that they will be 500. But Bilal's averaging 17 a game this year, so that is encouraging.
Oh, if you're 17, 5.5 rebounds, 3 helpers per game, shooting 57% from the field. That's a pretty good stat line.
I saw
pretty
that
good year two.
I saw that Jokic became the first player in NBA history through 10 games to have 250 points. I think it's 150 rebounds and 100 assists.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Something like that. But he broke a record. He set a record.
Man, if I still played fantasy hoops, which I don't, thank God I've gotten away from it, Bilal's line against the Magic would have
pretty good.
It would have made my pants move. 9 for 11 from the field, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 get-out-of-heres, and a steal.
Yep. His line's good.
It's pretty good.
Stool Junkies Blitz now brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. And we can start with the Eagles. Just demolished the Cowboys 34-6. So they're going to enter the game on Thursday night with a 7-2 record.
Let me ask
They've
this question.
They've been rolling. Jalen Hurts, 2 touchdown passes, gets in the end zone with the tush push as well.
How has Jerry Jones not fixed the fact that the sun shines directly into the end zone of his stadium and it basically blinded CeeDee Lamb from catching a touchdown yesterday?
Who knows? Nitwit.
How do you not have blinds to cover up the windows like during games? It's idiotic. I don't understand that.
Well,
because he runs an awful company. That's why.
It's probably right.
Even though he's very wealthy.
Right.
So the Eagles have won 5 games in a row. Who have they beaten?
Tomato cans.
The Browns.
Numbers.
The Giants. Bengals. Jags. And Cowboys.
The Bengals are the only respectable team on that list, and they have four wins. Every other team you just rattled off has two or three wins.
Sticking in the
the Commanders
NFC,
are beating the same teams, pretty
true.
Much.
Sticking in the NFC.
But I'm pointing out the Eagles, not the Commanders right now.
To go through some of the contenders. Falcons still have the division lead. They fall to the Saints 20-17.
Disgraceful loss.
Bunch of missed kicks from Koo, and Kirk Cousins throws
a
2-yard pass on fourth and eight. But they're still atop the division. The Saints get a win for their new head coach, who's a special teams coach. I don't know if you heard him after the game, EB. You're going to love what he talked about after the game.
The Rizzler?
Did you hear him?
I did not.
Let's play it.
No, man, I'm a pretty open guy, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, I get down here to Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet.
Oh, that's your guy.
And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day.
Man. You know who did have a good start to the day? Matt Valdes-Scantling, who had 3 catches for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's big day for him. Lurcher Niners are now on the winning side at 5-4, not overly impressive in that win against the Buccaneers, 23-20.
What's up with your guy Debo? Like, scrapping with the long snapper on the sideline.
That's because
what's going on there?
Well, you missed 3 kicks, right?
Moody missed 3 kicks. He went over and basically said, "Bro, make a kick." I mean, long snapper didn't like that, so he got into it with him. But they were very lucky based on the special teams woes.
Purdy had an incredible play, though, on the touchdown pass to Kittle, where he bought a lot of time.
Nice.
Eric was talking about the play that Jaden Daniels made rolling to the left, which ended up being incomplete.
Oh, where I was so impressed with his arm. Best,
but Purdy had a similar one for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone to Kittle, who got both feet in. Really, really impressive play. But Christian McCaffrey came back.
They got
the win.
Yep.
The Vikings somehow are 7-2, despite Sam Darnold all of a sudden becoming an interception machine. He
becoming
had 3
Sam
interceptions.
Darnold. That's what he's becoming.
He's Sam Darnold all of a sudden.
He's still on the plus side with 17 touchdowns, but he's now up to 10 interceptions. And if you look at the most recent games, so he had
3
interceptions in this game. He had 2 the week before against the Colts. And
1 against Detroit, 1 against the Jets.
Yeah.
So 7 in the last 5.
They had 402 yards of offense to 143 yards for the Jags and eked out a 5-point win.
Now, that was the Jags with Mac Jones under center.
Right.
What were Jones's numbers?
14 for 22, a buck 11, 2 pickles.
Lions still have the best record in the NFC. They survive a 5 interception game from Jared Goff to beat the Texans 26-23. 7 interceptions thrown in that game because C.J. Stroud had 2. He took the blame after the game because he was not great in the second half. And look, that's a character win for the Lions. You get 5 interceptions to your quarterback. I think 1 was a desperation like at the end of the half. But
I mean, has that ever happened before? A quarterback throws 5 picks in a game and the team wins? Maybe it's happened before,
but it's happened a lot. But he did set a record by I read it this morning. He threw the 5 picks and they won. I think it might have been the first time that's happened when the Lions have won like a consecutive amount of games.
Okay.
I think they've won 7 straight.
I mean, they're 8-1.
I think they've won 7.
That's your regression to the mean because he had that streak of, I think it was 5 games, maybe it was 6 games without a pick.
Yeah.
And that was a stat they kept throwing out there. The team actually had more touchdowns than he had incompletions over a 5-week span.
He became the 4th quarterback in NFL history to throw 5 on the road and still win.
Your AFC
picture. But you know
what's
crazy about that story? This kid, Jake Bates,
who
kicked the game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm.
He was training to be a salesman for this company. I don't know what Acme Brick Company?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real company?
Yeah.
That sounds like something from a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yes, it does.
And this was 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was training to be on the sales staff.
He was going to sell bricks.
He was going to sell bricks. And he's not kicking bricks. He's making them.
Good for him.
So,
he barely fit that thing in.
I know.
That winning kick, well, like 6 inches over to the left, that thing's donking off the goalpost.
So I think I went through the top teams in the NFC. Your AFC picture, the Chiefs find a way to win every week. This time it was a block kick against the Broncos, 35-yarder, which would have won the game for Denver. Block kick, Chiefs are 9-0. Ravens, of course, played on Thursday night. They're at 7-3. The Bills keep winning. This wasn't even a great Josh Allen game. Threw a couple of picks. He did make some plays. Also had a rushing touchdown. But the Bills, they're rolling. They are 8-2.
Yep.
So Steelers with the win. They're one of the best teams in the AFC. But to me, I still would put Chiefs, Ravens, and the Bills ahead of the Steelers, but maybe the narrative will change because the Steelers face the Ravens next.
We'll see. I mean,
and am I wrong on this, Valdez?
The Steelers could beat the
Bills. Tomlin and Steelers, have they beaten the Ravens 7 of the last 8?
Yeah, they've had their number.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Is this one in Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Mm.
Valdez is going.
I guess I should throw the Chargers in there. The Chargers are 6-3. Beat the Titans 27-17. They've got a legit defense, and Herbert, they don't ask him to do much. He only had 18 attempts in this game, 14 for 18, had a touchdown. You look at his numbers on the year, 11 touchdowns, that's a low number, but he only has one interception, and they're 6-3.
He's taking care of the ball, but they were also playing against Will Levis, and they sacked him 7 times.
Maybe the most disgraceful loss of the weekend didn't happen in the United States. The Giants lose to the Panthers. I mean, that's just a gross look.
Well, Jones was really bad.
He was pretty
besides
abysmal.
The last drive that they went down to tie the game.
Right.
I mean, he had 2 really bad picks.
And then Tyrone Tracy just coughs it up in overtime.
I felt
just
bad for him. Because he actually had a good game and he coughed it up. Yeah, that was the difference.
And
But you know what? Those crazy fans in Munich.
Oh, they love those games.
Oh, my gosh.
They love singing Country Roads and drinking beers that are this big.
Yeah, there's packed
in the stands.
And I was driving home from the game yesterday, and I heard somebody describe the Jets.
Yeah.
So they were watching the Jets game on. It was kind of like ESPN's fake version of the Red Zone.
Yeah.
And he's like, the Jets are a circus.
I have audio of the Jets. Their ass is beat by the Cardinals.
What's their? They're 3-7.
Yeah, it's officially over.
Well, it was over probably a few weeks ago.
Well, now,
but yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has an incredible streak now of games where he hasn't thrown for 300 yards. In this game, he didn't even throw for 152. He had 151 yards passed.
Who's their backup?
Who is their backup?
Is it Tyrod Taylor?
I have to look it up. I think you're right. I think it is Tyrod.
Why not just play him?
Yeah, it is Tyrod Taylor.
Just play Tyrod
Taylor. He loves being the backup to the Giants for the Giants and the Jets in recent years.
I mean, why do they still play Aaron Rodgers? He sucks.
And I guess we should mention Drake May kind of outdueled Caleb Williams.
Kind of.
Patriots won 19-3. Well, Drake May didn't have like some big game.
No.
One touchdown, one pick, threw for 184 yards, but Caleb Williams threw for 120.
Yeah, but
4 yards per attempt.
And he was sacked
look how many times he was sacked.
A QBR of 13.
If you had the Pats defense in fantasy, you probably got 40 points.
Yeah, you racked up the points yesterday.
Yep.
So that's our look around the NFL. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. I think I didn't get, you know, EB was talking about his timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I do think some people are getting ahead of themselves. This has to be a Steelers fan. So he tweeted us, when it gets down to crunch time, Daniels failed. Y'all act like you're the only people in the DMV that ever watched an NFL game. The Steelers broke the code on Daniels, forced him to play between the numbers in a 5 to 25 yard window. The Eagles are going to do the same thing to him. Yes, I think you're jumping the gun.
He's talking a lot of smack for a team that won the game by 1 point. Okay, it wasn't like Andrew Filippone, is that the guest we had on Friday from Pittsburgh, who thought that they were going to come in and just destroy the Commanders by 3 touchdowns? It was a 1-point game. Commanders were right there with one of the better teams in the AFC. With Jaden Daniels that, having a very meh game.
I would agree that Pittsburgh had a game plan to keep him in the pocket and force him to throw the ball a little sooner than he wanted to. There was pressure. But it doesn't mean every defense is going to do that. Doesn't mean that Philly can do that. I mean, Philly has a good defense, but I don't know if they're better than Pittsburgh. So I just think that depending on who you have on your roster kind of dictates how you can play a guy like Jaden Daniels. But Jaden Daniels has to rush for more than 5 yards.
Totally agree with
if
that.
If they're going to beat Philly.
Sensing a pretty big bounce back game from Jaden on Thursday night. I've got that tingle, EB. I've got that feeling over
Philly
here.
Philly is a early 3.5-point favorite. Mm.
Eagles are actually number 2 in the NFL in terms of yards allowed per game. They only give up 274 per game. And then in terms of points per game, I mean, the Steelers were, you know, up at the top. Steelers entering the game
14.9.
Yeah, entering the game they're giving up 14.9, but the Eagles are not that far behind. They're giving up 17.9 per game, which right now is 6th in the NFL.
Look, they held the Bengals to 17.
I would assume there'll be a little progression to the mean and our receivers won't drop like 8 balls and Jaden will be a little sharper and he'll probably rush for more than 5. I would guess. I would probably bet on all of those things.
I think those would be pretty smart bets.
I think you also got to bet that the Eagles are going to be very run heavy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they're going to do their bit. They're going to do their work.
Barkley's going to have a big game.
They're averaging 176.1 yards rushing per game.
He actually said something interesting in the pregame. I don't know if you guys watch. Believe me, I don't watch that stuff either, I had it on in the background. Saquon.
Okay.
And he said that, the last couple of years he had been playing on one-year deals, and he was a little he insinuated basically was cautious. Now that he's got money, got it locked in, and now he's just playing free.
Cut that loose.
That's why, he's jumping backwards, and he's just going. Like, he made it sound like it freed him up on the football field.
He didn't have his biggest game yesterday. What did he rush for, 66 yards?
Yeah.
But on the year, he's number 2.
Well, also,
they didn't throw it to him.
It has to be a relief to him to be playing for a real winning organization instead of that forest fire that he's been involved with for most of his career in the Giants. I mean, that has to help his mental state as he plays every game.
Well, he's on a better team.
Right.
He knows he has a line. He has a shot to win a Super Bowl.
He's got a better quarterback.
He never thought he could win a Super Bowl in New York.
Right.
He didn't even have to be involved. 14 carries for 66 yards. So he averaged 4.7, one catch for 12 yards. That's it.
Yeah, they didn't use them much.
They didn't need them.
All right, let's bang out a couple of these calls real quick. Let's go to Adam in Woodbridge. Adam, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Listen, hello. I'm glad you mentioned Arizona because, they destroyed the Jets, even though the Jets suck. Mm-hmm. They destroyed them yesterday. But I can't believe nobody's talked about these drop passes. Zach Ertz dropped the pass.
No, I've been talking about it all day.
We did.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it because I think his quarterback rating would be a lot better. You know, he'd have that one touchdown by De'Ami Brown.
In fact, mentioned it.
Yes, that is true.
The guy's incredibly – what I love is he's refreshing because we always have a chance with him, and he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make – he doesn't fumble the ball. He doesn't – he scares the hell out of
him. He doesn't throw picks.
He protects the ball pretty darn well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, And look at the teams that
look. You're right about the drops, but I guess my point anyway was compared to his other games, it was an average game because he was missing guys who were kind of wide open.
He was throwing a little behind guys. His timing was off a little bit, but I think a lot of that was due to the Steelers.
Like
pressure.
In other games, he wouldn't have missed McCaffrey that bad wide open.
Well, remember at week one he missed McLaurin, I think it was, on a deep shot or two. So, I mean, listen, I always find it hilarious when people grill guys for missing open guys on deep shots. They're freaking hard to complete those. They're 50 yards downfield. I mean, they're not 100% throws.
That's one of Russell Wilson's strengths. I'll say it's like watching him every play from above where I was sitting.
Yeah, he can.
He had a couple of opportunities where
Freiermuth
was wide open. I don't know how he missed him. 20 yards, nobody within him for 20 yards didn't throw it to him. Right?
Can you hang up with a guy that's coughing directly?
Sorry about that. But conversely.
Go ahead, real quick.
Conversely, you've got to understand that the guys that are dropping passes in the end zone – the guys that are dropping passes that are a little bit behind them, they're professionals. They shouldn't be dropping them.
No, I agree. No, you're right.
I want to say what Russell Wilson is. I saw a stat of, I think it's called completion percentage over expected. Mm-hmm. And in terms of passes beyond 10 yards, he's in the top three in the NFL. Because he gives those receivers a chance. Like the ball to Pickens, I don't think it was great. Threw it to the inside, but Pickens made an acrobatic touchdown catch.
Like dove backward. I don't know what he did. Pickens that was an unbelievable
catch. Pickens, he's probably a handful in the locker room.
No, there's no problem. But I guarantee you he is.
But man, he's good.
You put up with a lot when the guy's got that much natural talent.
Correct.
Time for our Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. Just to give you your NFC picture, since we had a caller talk about it before, your top seed in the NFC is the Detroit Lions. They get a win despite five interceptions. They're 5-1. Eagles now division leader. They would be your two seed in the NFC at 7-2. Falcons and Arizona Cardinals, both atop their divisions at 6-4. Vikings ahead of the Commanders for now. They're 7-2. Commanders the sixth seed at 7-3. And the Packers would be the last team in right now at 6-3 with your Niners on their tail.
Yeah, the Packers, Vikings, and Lions are all going to play each other and beat up on each other. So they're going to the L column's going to fill up a little
bit. Despite being the number six seed, I still believe the Commanders' chances are 73% to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Still solid.
Well, let's see.
73% is a good number.
Beat the Cowboys and Titans.
You'd rather be 73% than 37%. I know that.
Absolutely.
All right. Got to get out of here for Bishbucks Cakes. EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.